Well, hi there. My name's Galdap. Galdap the Intrepid. And I've been across this world on one plane of existence or t'other. I've seen a lot of crazy stuff. But boy, I tell you what, I ain't never seen anything any crazier. And these four mismatched, I suppose you'd call them heroes, when they stumbled into the town of Cool Ranch. I ain't eating Cool Ranch right now, as a matter of fact. I'm eating Doritos Tailgate Barbecue, inspired by Madden NFL 2011. That's a video game by EA Sports. Anyway, there's some new little varmint named Chair, and some disturbingly provocative horned toad named Jamella, a great giant of a man named V-Mac, and this kind of faggy little man with horns named Jennifer.
Jennifer!
They got themselves in a heap of trouble, I'll tell you what. They got down in the basement where this butler was trying to summon some dark gods, some real H.P. Lovecraft kind of stuff. Boy, things didn't turn out right for him. No, that lizard woman, she cracked his skull open. But twerp pretty, I tell you what. Anyway, I ain't gonna disturb you much longer. I've been rattling on, you know, prattling as I'm inclined to do. I'm gonna hit the happy trails, but, you know, I'm gonna spin you a yarn. Hope you like my story. You take care. We'll see you. Take care now. Goodbye.
You guys are in the basement of the Lord's Manor, where Jennifer was chained to the wall, where the butler was apparently siphoning energy from him into this orb that was shattered in the middle of you guys coming down to wreak terrible vengeance upon him. Meanwhile, these lizard creatures were attacking the...
I thought you were talking about me.
No. These were lizard, dog-like creatures that were attacking Chair and V-Mac. And they followed them as they were heading down towards the basement. I think one or two of them were killed on the way down. And now the heroes are trapped in the basement with the sounds of more of these creatures clawing, coming to attack them. And Jennifer is still strapped into her... manacles. I'm sorry. I'm going to keep doing that.
And... Use your right and proper name.
For a girl.
No. Yeah, I really wish one of us was a rogue.
Yeah.
Because really our best option is really smashing at the chains till they break.
I could try to blast them off. I mean, it worked on that guy's head.
What can I hit?
Hit the chains, you idiot.
No plan.
They're scratching at the door.
I will help get rid of the chains. There's a bunch of monsters. Yeah. Remember the lizard monsters?
Mm-hmm.
You are on lizard monster duty.
Oh, you got it.
You ready to attack?
Oh, boy.
Jennifer, I'm going to try to get you out of chains.
I'm going to help him with that duty and make sure that he doesn't think it's the wrong
kind. I'm going to stand... I'm going to stand real close to the door, not too close, like maybe a couple feet, you know, just kind of hanging out, ready, full stance. Full stance, ready
okay.
to swing.
All right, you hear that scraping on the door. It sounds like they're just trying to dig through the door to get through.
Is there anything in the room we can prop against the door?
Well, yeah, there's the debris from when he fell on the orb, and there's some bookcases and crates and barrels throughout the basement.
I'm going to see if I can lift a barrel and prop it up against the door.
No, it'll trap us.
We're trapped anyway.
Let me have the monsters.
Oh, fine.
Blow up the door.
I'm going to regret this, but it's been a shitty day anyway, so I'm feeling kind of nihilistic. Alright, I'm gonna sunstrike this bitch.
V-Mac, if you'd like to roll something to try and loosen the chains while they're in their
planning
stages. Well, if you're gonna use strength to try to break them, or dexterity to try to unhinge them, or...
What is he chained to?
Intelligence to try and figure out a better way of getting him out.
What's
strength?
The wall. Strength.
What's okay. The
pretty much, I'm gonna...
Stone.
I'll take care of this.
The Sunstrike is a level 3 spell and has a casting time of 13. I don't usually get a chance to use it, so...
Use away?
Yeah.
Ooh,
it requires a D10 and a D4.
Is that for the casting test?
Yeah, it's casting test.
Okay, go ahead.
So it's D10 and D4 plus 5. 3 and a 4 plus 5 is...
3 plus 4 plus 5?
Yeah, 12.
Okay. All right, yes, you hit the door. Now roll the effect.
Yes.
Go ahead and roll strength, V-Mac.
D12... Seven.
You prop your leg up against the wall and grab the chains and try to pull them away from the wall. and you can feel a little bit of give, but they didn't come off yet. It's going to take quite a bit more tugging and pulling.
And I rolled a 6 plus 3, 9.
9? The door catches fire from the blast, and the scratches just suddenly stop for a moment, and it's just kind of a low flame just engulfing the door, almost like if you were to spray kerosene or something onto it. And
Aw, damn it. I was hoping it was going to explode. My magic sucks now.
Hey, Jeff here. Good to see you. Blow it up.
Go ahead and roll another two tugs on the chain.
10.
Chair, why don't you just...
It's starting to give. You can actually feel that one chain starting to give.
Just charge it. Just barrel through it,
another
Chair.
Another 7. And it pulls away from the wall to the point where the screws are still in the wall. The nails are still in the wall. But you could actually probably put something in there and wedge it out now.
The spear.
Yeah, and it pops out pretty easily after that.
Jennifer, so you are free.
No.
Oh,
that
there's
was one.
Free hand, blast the door.
Meh.
There's a thud on the door, and the door shutters. And a whelp.
Was that a 1? Did you roll a 1?
Yeah. The door shatters, and one of the creatures is standing amongst the flame-licked pieces of broken wood.
I hit it.
Okay. All right, you're going to hit it. What are you going to do, Jamala?
I'm going to hit it with Avenging Light.
Okay, and how long does that take?
That's a casting time of 4.
Okay, so you're going to make your test right after Chair. And right. What are you going to do?
Continue freeing Jennifer.
Okay, Jennifer, you have one hand free. What would you like to try to do with that free hand?
Half of an Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Oh, I have missed Eldritch Blast. Not as much as Chair has.
Nice. That's my Not favorite. Not that kind of plastic.
It's going to take you some time to gather the energy for that. So you're going to be able to follow that up after 2 attacks by Chair and Jamala. So go ahead, Chair.
Right? Just smash it?
Yes, just smash it.
Clubs. That was a 8.
Okay, you hit him.
Cool. And so damage is 9.
9 points of damage?
Yeah.
Nice work. So Chair leaps up 1 or 2 steps. And crashes his club down onto the skull of one of the lizard creatures, who falls onto its head, basically. It just flattens itself out. It shakes its head for a second before it looks back up at him. And go ahead and make your attack.
What the hell does that mean?
On the ground bottom.
Okay. 3 and 7 is 10 plus 5, 15.
Nice hit.
Damn.
Hooray.
Yeah. That was a dead on target.
My effect test is 11.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, oops. It. Oops. Oops. Oops.
It shouldn't have been that.
I gotta redo that. I gotta redo all of that.
Okay, well, the dice rolls wouldn't have changed. What was the difference between the skill levels?
I gotta, let's see, subtract 2. So it was, what was it, 15 before? That was 13. 13. Okay. And then the effect test was 8 plus 9.
And that's the one that fires straight from your hands, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. So the beam of light explodes from Jamala's hand and goes right over Chair's back to hit the wall over Chair's shoulder.
Ugh, everything is fucked up. I hate it. I hate it.
You can make another roll. And then the creature is going to attack Chair.
Bring it on.
8. So roll a defense, please.
Gonna block for 7.
7. And that it was on the ground and it leapt up from its prone position onto Chair. And your damage that you're going to take is 3. And Chair just manages to turn just slightly enough to not take the full brunt of the attack.
Okay, I'm going to try. The demon tries to pull other chain.
Okay.
Hey, is it...
VMAC's a bit distracted by what's going on behind him.
Damn it!
And there's another creature coming through the doorway as well.
Guys, another creature!
No, I am enraged. I am so annoyed at how this new universe has screwed up my ability to do anything. And so I'm pounding my dainty little fists on the ground, and then I scream, and I'm going to use Armor of Wrath. And I'm not sure I've ever used it before, but I've always been able to use it. I just haven't used it yet.
Okay. Chair, go ahead and make your next attack.
Casting time of three, by the way.
Hit okay, you're attacking at this, or you're casting your spell at the same time he's making his attack.
Boom!
Nice. Reroll
Headshot.
That.
Oh, 12 plus 6, 18.
Okay, roll damage.
7.
Okay, so this creature has leapt up onto Chair, and he manages to block most of the claws and gnashing teeth, shrugs it off, and whacks it with a club. Smashing its head against the stone wall, and it shudders quickly before falling limp.
And I got a 13 of casting test.
Okay.
And now, damn, I got a 5.
Okay, that's perfect. The effect test. But you succeeded in the casting test, so...
All right. Well, glowing white energy encases me of a quality, I guess, a mediocre quality. Glowing white energy.
Not so bright.
I am slightly protected.
You're more protected than you were.
I'm angry.
Okay, go ahead and fire off that Eldritch Blast.
Zap. Don't laugh, that's the way it sounds now. I can't help that.
While I'm pulling the chain, so I'm trying to make small talk with Jenny Pierce. So, how was Cleveland?
It's horrible this time of year. It's great.
Okay, let me roll this for him real quick. 15 is a hit. And
yes, I'm good at this.
10. And the creature right right within the doorway takes a massive blast of energy straight to its face.
Woo!
Evil hellish energy. Get it right.
But it manages to keep its feet.
What?
No!
Its face is missing half of its... scales and skin, and it's a big pulpy mass.
Can I hit it there?
Sure.
I want this one to live so it can go back to its people and it will know not to fuck with us. I miss that sulfuric stink of rotting eggs every time he Eldritch blasts. It's a side effect. I can't help that either.
Yes, sir. Roll again. Not yet.
6.
6. Okay, this one, you're having trouble with this one.
Yeah.
You're not able to get to such a good position to pull and tug and yank.
You're a wiener.
I got something for the next one. I got something for the next one.
Okay, go ahead.
It's made of rock.
All right. 5, 11.
Keep chair away from
11?
Me. Yeah.
Okay, one moment, please.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, you hit it.
Woo.
Half blind and dying.
For 6.
And you unceremoniously finish the job.
Yeah. And I just start beating him in the face, just beating him, beating him, beating him, beating him, beating him, beating him, blood going everywhere. Just...
I am glad my back is turned.
Okay, everybody has a spot skill or detection plus spot. Could you give me those numbers?
I don't.
You don't have detection. What's your perception level?
Perception is at level.
You don't need to roll it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No. I just.
Perception is a 4.
Okay.
My detection is 2.
Okay.
Then detection plus spot is 5.
Okay. You and Jennifer can hear the faint tolling of bells.
I killed that guy good, right?
Does anyone else hear bells?
No.
I think it's a wedding. Not really.
Wedding? Let's get married.
Oh, guys.
Don't do it. It's a trap.
Are there any more dogs to kill?
Not right here, but the tolling sounds rather frantic.
Hey, you met me, help! I run up and grab the chains and I get my stinky body all over Jennifer and I start...
a buffalo shot, I can see everything! Even with my eyes closed.
And I'm gonna help him pull this, what do I need to roll?
Strength. Is a chain.
Oh, just strength? Easy.
Cool. I'm running up the staircase
I got an
stealthily and sexily as I involuntarily do with my sensuous that's reptilian body.
So you slink upstairs.
No, that's your detail.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, you can definitely hear the frantic tolling of a bell and it suddenly abruptly stops.
On the chain
pole. Bell stopped. Is that good?
On the chain pole, mm-hmm. You got a 3, I got an 8.
Okay, it's starting to come away from the wall.
I'm lucky enough that I can put the spear
yes,
in
there. Mm-hmm.
Pull the spear,
just walk
around out.
The wall.
All right, Jennifer, you're free. You still have chains.
Fine, and
to your...
my evil menu.
Okay, so yeah, battle's over for now.
So we came to get Jennifer. We have Jennifer. Let's get here for.
What is that, like some kind of Goliath horn?
It's Goliath for its lead now.
The Lord is still kind of hiding in a corner. When you guys make to leave, he pops up. Excuse me.
Oh!
Oh, you're still here. Of course you are.
Kill it.
And I'm going to storm back down the stairs since everybody's, you know, all hovering around. And Jennifer is all standing there. And I'm gonna stride over to that little bastard who started looking Cheris' way instead of mine.
Did we leave anything in our room?
I don't know. I'm busy with this
Probably
guy.
Have some of your incidental equipment left up there, yes.
Yeah, gear.
Well, can you go get that?
All right, I'm going to go get the gear.
I'm pointing my finger at him. I'm pointing him in the chest, you know, violently. I'm saying, what is your problem?
And I'm carrying my little legs up the stairs. Okay. Go get the stuff.
The Lord puts his hands up in the air and backs up and look of sheer panic on his face. I don't know what you're talking about.
And I'm going to slap him across the face.
Oh!
Yes, you do. That old man said that you're, like, really old, and he's been keeping you alive.
I don't know what he's talking about. I really don't.
Jamal, I think he may be telling the truth.
How old are you?
I don't understand what you're talking about.
How old are you?
I don't know what that means. What does that mean, how old?
You look like a young boy. He said you were an old man, and he'd been keeping you alive with these evil energies.
I'm supposed to get old like him?
You were supposed to have gotten old like him about 30 years ago.
I had no idea. I just thought he was ugly.
Jamala, enough ethics lessons. Let's just get out of here.
But, I mean, to be fair, he is ugly.
Yeah, okay, he's ugly. We agree on that.
Do I get the stuff and come back if that happens?
Not yet, no. Okay. You're still on your way up.
Don't go anywhere.
Jennifer, how did you get trapped?
He doesn't remember. He came to the village, he did his thing, and he may have drank too much, ate the wrong thing. All of a sudden, he wakes up chained to a wall.
Okay, so he came from Cleveland to this place.
Well, no, he came to the inn, the tavern.
Right.
A young boy came in, and he said, "Why do you wear the dragon dochi on your forehead?"
It's all rather vague. he got the town. He found it basically in the same state that you all found it in, with everybody kind of milling around, all depressed. But he didn't seem to care.
Yeah.
And then he came here to meet you guys, and the next thing you know, he's chained to a wall. He's been basically left there.
My plan was to ambush and destroy you all, but it didn't work.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Don't touch me.
Meanwhile, the chair is making his way back to the room and distracted by shiny things here and there.
Oh, I sent the wrong person.
And he walks into the hallway and he turns the corner and he's on his way to the room and he looks down the hallway and stops for a minute when he notices that something's just not right.
What's that?
It's another lizard thing. And it looks at chair as if something's not right. Before it realizes, it's a chair.
I'm going to let out a blood-curdling yodel in the direction of my friends.
My blood just curdled.
Can we roll a check on the monster's bowel movements?
And then I'm going to charge this thing.
Okay, go ahead and roll charge. Are you charging it with your club?
Yeah, I'm charging
it. Okay, then roll it like an attack, a general attack.
Oh, okay.
And you're about 15 feet away from this thing.
Okay. Critical.
God. Go ahead. Four. Okay, as a chair charges down the hallway, it looks at him and realizes, hey, threat. It charges straight for chair, and the two of them collide in the middle of the hall. What did you roll for damage?
I didn't roll.
Okay, go ahead and roll for damage.
Five.
Now would be the time to cancel, if you want to cancel. And
nope.
Dodge. Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay, you did how much total damage?
3 + 2, 5.
Plus your total attack, and that would be 7. This thing hits you for 11 points of damage.
Whoa!
Hey, Jamal.
And then we all went home, and everything was good.
So, you two collide almost midair, and it almost clotheslines you. you smack it hard with the club, but it lands it, you on your back and it on top of you as it tries to eat your face.
Jamala, go check on him. Does Jennifer need healing?
He's tired, but not necessarily.
Okay. I'm going to take
hurt.
A nap.
Are his hands just changed?
Yes. Yeah. You can roll strength to get out from underneath this thing, or you can attack it while it's on the ground, while you both are on the ground.
Who's on top?
He is. Or it is.
Uh-oh. And it's a he?
It seems to be.
Alright. It's got, is it equipped like a dog? Is
yes.
It like a sheath? I'm going to kick him in the sheath.
Okay. Alright, go ahead and roll attack.
What?
8 to attack, so 5, and it realizes that you're trying to hurt it, so it will try to get out of the way. And it fails, and go ahead and roll strength.
Oh my gosh.
6.
It does this sort of... thing, and it kind of slinks off of you and goes over like it's going to try to meld itself into the wall.
He's off me, right?
Yes.
I'm going to stand up and beat him in the face with my club.
Okay. All right, who's going to investigate this?
I asked Jamala to run off.
Okay. You run up. There's really nothing to roll at this point because it's completely stunned.
Yeah.
You walk up to see chair just bashing this thing into the corner of the wall over and over again.
My Armor of Wrath is faded because it's a level 1 spell and fades 1 level for every minute, but I am still quite annoyed with everything. So, I've got my mace out. I'm just kind of dragging it along because I don't plan to attack anything with magic because clearly that's not working. I'm still kind of glowing a little bit.
You have more of a twinkle.
My scales are sparkling.
Do I see her yet?
And,
no, you're completely fixated on making this thing soup.
And since Chair's doing it, I'm just gonna walk past him. He's doing a good job.
You go in, and nothing has changed in the room.
All our packs are there.
Yeah.
And there's a window in the room. We established that. Mm-hmm. Well, since there was that incident with the bell, I'm gonna just sort of hop over there and peek out.
You see flames on some of the buildings in the village down below.
We got fires.
Hey, sparkly lady. Some of this blood isn't mine.
Whatever.
A bit of it is.
Shh. All right, so I grab the packs.
Give me my packs.
Kind of kick him out the doors, and I put on my stuff, and then I hightail it out the house as far as I can go unless something's going to stop me.
As they run out, I pretty much grab Jenny Fear, throw her over my shoulder.
Okay.
And I run after.
All right, and the Lord follows you guys, and you guys run out towards... Well, the only path you can take is towards the village.
Okay.
You see Sir Up is ushering people and screaming and yelling and telling people, move, move, move. And you can see a couple of those lizard things are dead at his feet. And he has a bloodied hatchet, actually like a firewood hatchet, in his hands. And people are grabbing their children and their belongings and they're running into what looks like a storehouse or a barn almost.
Hey, V-Mag, you got heal magic?
Dog!
Yeah, I need some.
Oh! Heal other.
Okay, roll that. Yeah, natural magic or clairsentience?
Oh, it's definitely going to be natural magic.
Do you have clairsentience?
Mm-hmm.
No, I have clairaudience.
Oh, okay.
I'm surveying the scene. How many of those lizard dogs are wandering around here?
You can hear some of the creatures off in the distance coming from where the people are running.
I'm going to just say, fuck it, because I want to hit something, and I'm going to scamper over there.
And Jennifer?
And I'm going to be carried.
You can walk on your own now.
No. Carried. Currently, I have my little evil warlock's notepad out, and I'm drawing designs for... Did you see that movie, The Empire Strikes Back? There's just one character I really liked, Darth Vader. But one of the evil antagonist characters, he was a furry fellow. He carried another fellow in a backpack for part of that movie. I'm designing that backpack.
Why you gotta play your hand on IG-8080? Why you gotta play your hand on IG-8080? Whoa! Why you gotta play your hand on IG-8080? Why you gotta play?
missionary. Bounty hunter, gunner, don't leave my blood. See me, I be feeling cause you're gonna get fucked up. 21B, homie, you can't afford this. Magnagar with a little rigor mortis. No toe keep or no cloaking device. Just reliable recovery for a reasonable price. I got four copies, you can call them clones. Look how it shine, you can call it chrome. Import AI will mine the four chassis. The fifth decline is crazy if you ask me. Take a backseat in my Chevrolet. Let me tell you about my plan to make a better day. Let me tell you who I am and how I paved the way. Medical for how to say. You protocol puke, you're like a slave and getting paid. Now pass me the loose, woo. I'm not impressed with your inquisitive quest. If you astro, make a gastrointestinal mess. I'm the best in the West, we check the pulse cannon. I'm 15 years before the battle of Yavin. I'm a big boy, got big boy guns. I prefer disintegration, fuck shit, all stunned. So hardcore, I'm like a droid dark force. Get your head right off like you're a red R4. You work a star tour, tell me you aren't bored. Tell me get on board, the great droid war. Mechanical factories implant my mind. And every single droid coming down that line. Waiting for the day the order finally comes.
Okay, that was the target for the spell, or the spell casting? Okay, roll wisdom, please.
Wisdom! Yes. Wisdom! That's another 12. 5!
Okay, you can go ahead and make a healing test, Chair.
What is that?
Toughness, and add a 1 to the result.
Oh, my Christ.
Oh, this was D10 plus a D10.
Yeah, so that's still 13.
Still
that's 13. That's still all his money back.
Woo! From 6 health to 20. I feel so good. I mean, I feel really good. I tingle everywhere. I have a big happy right now.
Here's a cockroach scampers out of his foreskin because it got too snug in there.
Yeah, it's too tight. He comes out.
Jamal is heading down the road as people run frantically past her with this rather determined look upon her face and anger. And
hopefully they won't mistake me for one of those ugly dogs. I am quite beautiful. I am a beautiful woman with no breasts.
I'm gonna look where most of the violence is coming from.
The people are running from one direction, and Jamal is heading in that direction.
I will follow.
I will run as fast as I can.
Okay.
I'll run as fast as I can with a demon strapped to my back. Okay.
Yes.
The little snuggie.
Okay, Jamala, you're pretty much on point now. So yeah. What you see is one of those lizard things is viciously devouring a body of some kind. You can't tell if it's man, woman, child, whatever. It's its elbow's getting ripped off right now.
Okay, come here, you. And I've got my mace in my hand, and I'm going to swoop and try to knock it in the face with my mace.
Okay.
So let me roll for that. Boy, I sure don't use physical attacks too much.
You don't use magic very much lately either.
Yeah, it'll tell you. Yeah, I would argue that your magic is...
Nothing's working. All right, here I go. I'm rolling a d12. Oh, goddamn it. I got a 2. Plus 1 makes 3.
Oh, God.
You did hit it, because it wasn't even looking at you.
Should I roll damage?
It might not even still be looking at him.
Yeah, go ahead, roll damage.
Sure, why not? It'll be good for a laugh.
You stab it in the
so,
eye.
Jamala hits 7. Like a girl. Seven points of damage.
It's no big deal, I got a 7.
It knows you're there now.
Yeah, it does.
You know, there's another spell I haven't ever done before, which is Scribe Person, which I've been avoiding because I have to be touching them.
What's that do?
Some hurt via contact thing.
Oh, cool.
Maybe that's something to do once they're, like, pounced on top of you.
You know, and I haven't used Dragon Breath in a while either.
Ooh. Mm. Yeah. Oh, Dragon Breath would probably be
okay. So, it looks up, it sees you, it's angry, and it attacks.
Am I rolling defense?
Yes.
Okay.
Please roll it. Reaction plus dodge, parry, or block.
Do I see this yet?
Well, you're coming up as she's dodging. You're still not within range. You've got short little legs.
I know.
You're still not within range to do much of it. She's kind of on her own on this one for a bit.
I'm going
to
put all my levels in the legs.
4 plus 2, 6. So the parry plus the reaction?
No, you roll the reaction and then add the parry level to it.
Okay, 13.
Okay. You manage to get your mace up just in time as its teeth come dangerously close to your face. Instead, they kind of wrap around the haft of the weapon.
Can I hit it yet?
No, not yet. Short legs.
I'm coming!
My intent is to respond with infuriated dragon breath as soon as I can.
Okay, that you can do right now.
I rolled a 4.
Choke on okay. Fire.
You rolled a 4?
Yeah.
On a what? What dice?
So she burps out a bit of flame.
Excuse me.
It makes an awkward face at you, but no,
it's
no,
just
actually...
something the body does.
No, it's her. It lets go of the haft of the weapon and it kind of slinks back away from you now, looking at you as though you were a dangerous creature going to eat it.
Yeah. Scary.
It turns and runs back up the hill where it came from.
Damn it, I wanted to hit it.
So you guys are gathered around this area, almost at the edge of town.
And I'm going to poke at that body with my mace to see what it was.
Oh, it's whatever it was wearing a dress.
Oh, no, is it the pretty little girl with the pretty dress that you wanted?
No, it wasn't that.
Oh, that's a load off, okay.
Yeah, I would have really...
I was going to feel all responsible or something.
I would have lost my hat.
But nope. Okay, where else? Where's the action? Yeah, I'm still angry.
I need to...
Okay, go ahead.
I need to hit something.
The Lord walks up. I knew I was going to regret saying that. He looks really out of breath and actually a little tired. Tail and
what you should do is hire a giant to carry you. It is great.
It's not that kind of tired. He actually looks a little older now.
Oh, you're not pretty anymore.
Well, not so handsome now. Well, you're getting a little bit older. I don't know.
What?
I don't know how I feel about that.
Tell me, how many
pubes did you start out with? VMAC was telling me something about things called pubes that you get when you get older.
You see this the downstairs beard?
Oh, is that what that is?
Yeah.
It's full of lice.
And others.
It depends on the hygiene. It doesn't have to have lice.
I think these are caterpillars. That would be beautiful butterflies someday.
This is making me want to throw up. So
I need to get some spiders to eat the lice.
The Lord looks at you confused about the aging comment and asks, what are these things? What's going on? Where'd they come from?
Well, basically is how it is. Old man, your butler, he was harnessing the energy spirits of all of the townspeople to keep you young.
Okay.
Now that he is no longer doing that, from what I am seeing and based off of my knowledge of magic, you're catching up to how old you're supposed to be.
I think my hair is falling out of the top.
Quicker than you probably will be able to survive.
Been nice knowing you.
I didn't really get to know you, so I can't say.
Okay. All right, we can worry about that later. What about the...
Or never.
Huh? What? The lizards. What about the lizards? They're eating everybody.
My guess is they are part of the evil god that he was also trying to summon.
Maybe, like, the lizards were all sleepy, too. Because, you know...
Somehow your fault, old man.
My question is, how powerful would an Eldritch Blast be if I had that god working for me? With me. Working for him. There's no good way out of this sentence. Carry on.
So,
I'm gonna run off. I'm saying, where's the battle? I'm gonna fuck all this.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, I was going to suggest that. Let us continue chasing after lizards till there is none left to eat people.
Come back and talk to us when your people aren't dying.
I recommend going back to Sorop and asking him for help.
Sorop left with the people. He's going to take them over to the storeroom and keep them safe over there. And I'm not leaving until I find out what's going on.
It beats us. Okay. I accidentally killed the guy who summoned the god. Oops. My bad.
What god?
We do not know. We are hopefully not going to find out anytime soon.
I'm starting to think you guys are, like, next to useless.
That's just it.
I think that about them, too.
Jennifer, I was about to give you permission to Eldritch Blast him, but no, not so much.
Young man who's getting progressively older and grosser.
I think he just got smart.
Can you do the words on the paper? Can you make those in your brain?
He's asking if you can read.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them papers in that basement. Why don't you figure out what's going on?
I'm not going back there alone.
Do we really want to split up?
Okay.
Most likely, those are going to be written in magic that which he won't be able to read.
Who can read magic?
Can you read magic, old man?
I think I know someone who can. Oh. He's on my back.
Oh.
But I think we better keep on going.
I don't know.
I'm not reading anyone unless I get paid a whole lot of money or become, like, enchanted with godlike powers.
Wait a second. It is not wise to have this one read papers on how to summon evil god.
I don't know. I like Jennifer. I think he's a nice guy.
Yeah, of course you do. Okay, real quick. Evil God may be coming. The only way we know is by asking Jennifer if Evil God is coming. Either way, Jennifer will go, no, of course not. I'm not going to work for him.
No. See, evil is subjective at best.
Tell you what.
Why don't we just make the Evil God work for us?
Mr. Jennifer and I have some issues to work out. So... And since I'm next to useless now...
Is there, like, a nest? Is there a nest of these lizards?
We'll take the old man down to his basement and have to read the papers.
I take Jennifer off my shoulder.
Ah!
Very well. You three go that way. We're gonna go lizard smashing.
All right!
High five!
High five! It's kind of low because I'm a dwarf and you're a Goliath, but...
I'm gonna have to carry you, babies.
Okay.
I can't go back to just walking after. It feels so common.
Where should we go fight?
Is it obvious which direction they should be in?
Well, you guys are at the edge of the town where these people are running from. So wherever it's coming down the road from where you guys are at, going out of town.
The young old dude said that, like, there was people hiding somewhere.
How we can figure out.
Should we protect those people?
You protect me for a second.
Okay.
I shall summon Wolf Bear.
Oh.
Okay.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
You've been dying to use that,
haven't
you?
I haven't. That was spontaneous. Anyway, we're walking, and I'm chastising the young old man. Try to keep up, Grandpa. I'm so cool. We're walking back to the house, and just let me know if anything weird happens until we get to the basement.
Okay.
I'm not being carried.
I'll carry you. In my fist. Shut up.
She's having trouble because she hasn't climaxed in a while.
Other things.
The town's deathly quiet. There's no creatures, there's no people moving about it anymore. And you guys finally get back to the house and get back to the basement, and nothing has changed there as well.
All right, well, I stand guard the doors. Do your thing. Just, you know, read that magic stuff, but don't try anything funny, you treacherous little bastard. And I'm talking to you, Jennifer.
Well, I was going to ask, because I couldn't tell.
Yeah. That old guy I'm not worried about. He's coughing up his sliver. But you...
All right.
The young old lord kneels down next to his butler, and he seems generally sad and grieved that this man he knew his entire life is crying.
I miss Jennifer so much.
Jennifer, do you know what you're looking for?
No.
Okay, so I guess we'll roll a search for Jennifer.
Meanwhile, I shall roll for...
Absolutely, please do it.
Total of 9.
Yes, you do summon Wolf Bear. He's weak and barely visible, but he's there.
Sorry.
You don't find anything yet. There's a bunch of scrolls and books, and you're just kind of rifling through things looking for something of value. My God,
anything that is remotely interesting, I just take.
This could be useful.
No, no, maybe later. No, no, yes, no.
You find the plans for the third Death Star.
I'll take it.
I knew there was a third. Cool. I asked Wolfbear if he can read the ley lines and tell us where these evil lizard dudes are coming from.
He speaks, but you can't seem to hear him. And he realizes that there's not a very good connection between the two of you right now. And it's probably because you've already summoned him before. And things didn't work out well. And this was not a very strong summoning this time. So instead, he starts to head down that road.
Okay, let's follow.
I follow as closely to Wolf Bear as I can.
You guys travel for about 10-15 minutes when he stops, and he has a posture as though he were growling and looking menacing, like he's guarding, like, oh, something's bad ahead. But you don't hear the growl or anything of that nature.
You see the arched back.
Yeah, but you feel that he senses a threat ahead.
You ready?
Aye.
Snap my fingers so Wolf Bear can go home.
Okay, Wolf Bear vanishes, and... You walk forward.
Yeah, we walk forward.
You see ahead of you, it looks like a small hole, like a cave within the side of a hill. And standing in front of it are two of the lizards, but they're much larger. And they seem to be standing as sentinels at the entrance of this cave.
Fastball special.
I was thinking a little more like winter strawberry.
All right, and then fastball special.
I don't think that it's the fastball special from the X-Men that he's talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about a sexy thing I do with my mouth.
No.
All right.
Oh, okay.
We've got time.
I thought it was this gay thing with throwing, but no.
Okay, you can go ahead and roll that. And back at the basement, there's nothing coming from the doorway. There's not.
Well, I'm looking over Jennifer's shoulder, eyeing him, and, waiting to figure something. What? Wait, have you found anything yet? Come on.
He seems to be...
I'm just going to start reading all of it out loud until something cool happens.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Or a great idea. We won't know until it is, too late to go either way.
On the 3rd of March, 3 barrels of wine were delivered.
Wait, I can read that. I don't need to know magic shit to read that. How much of this can I read?
And I start digging through the paper.
Okay, roll a search, and we'll roll another search for Jennifer.
Detection?
Yes.
4.
Jennifer finds a couple of books.
Oh, plus 2.
Okay, 6?
Yeah.
You're looking around, and you find several scrolls, but they all seem like nonsense and useless information. Jennifer pulls from one of the bookshelves several bound books. One of them has a strange symbol on the cover. It looks like a runic B.
What is that? All this stuff, it's crap. Is that the important thing?
It's none of your business, but I'm opening it anyway, and it's cracking it open so you can't look.
You're such a jerk. Hate you.
It seems to be a history of the Order of the Sacred Butlers, who worship the god Alfred, who was a servant god to greater gods. And their basic job was to see to the greater god's needs and wishes and to protect and make sure that that god stayed godlike and had no problems. The members of this order took their role literally to serve and protect their masters till their dying day. When something bad seemed to happen in the past to this family, and their energy was used to bind an entity and keep it from entering this world. However, that spell cast by that lord, that ancestor of the current lord, was draining his life force. Well, the butler found a ritual which would drain the life energy of other people around there to sustain the life of that lord until age eventually would make that lord mad, and then his heirs would take over the mantle of basically being the energy that keeps this boundary intact.
Uh-oh. All I'm getting out of this is that I can kill people to live forever. That's all I hear. That's all I'm reading.
That's what was happening to you. You didn't figure it out. You were just unconscious the whole time.
There's definitely spells in there that could be used for that. Basically, siphoning the life energy of people to empower your own magic.
But can you turn off this god thing? Can you make all the lizards go away? Aside from me, because I'm wonderful, obviously.
And going back.
Winter strike!
Ooh. 14.
Nice, you hit it. Right in the middle between the two of them.
That it doesn't say damage, so I'm...
It's an effect.
Yeah.
You just roll
effect test. Oh, it'll be the same effect test as the other two.
Ooh!
13.
I hate it when you guys roll good.
I don't. High five!
So the spell erupts right between the two of them, and they are...
doing it.
Oh, jeez. And they're both knocked off their feet. They seem to be getting up, though.
Fastball special.
All right, go ahead, roll it.
So okay. He's gonna throw me.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What do I need to roll? Probably dexterity, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm rolling strength.
7.
Critical.
Roll again.
12.
You throw a little wide, but the chair manages to tuck himself and basically open himself up at the right moment and bring his club smashing down on one of the creatures as he comes in for a landing. Go ahead and roll damage.
All right.
God, we're awesome.
12 total.
12?
Yeah.
And squish. The other one, you get attacked from behind, Cher.
Oh.
And you take 13 points of damage as the other creature leaps onto Cher's back. Again.
Can I parry that?
No, you were in the... You were landing down on this thing.
All right. So 13?
Yes.
I guess I'm running up with spear in hand.
Are you down on the ground again?
I'm at 7.
Okay, right. roll strength for me, please.
All right.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he's on the ground and that's on the back. Okay, yes, you can roll attack now.
Failure!
Nice.
He rolled a one, ladies and gentlemen.
One.
Epic fail.
V-Mac comes running up, spear in hand, and trips, and the spear hits the ground. It's buried about 3 inches into the earth, and he falls forward right by that creature, looks up, and he's looking right at this thing that's standing on top of the chair.
Is the noise it makes.
Roll attack.
I'll give it
to
you. What are you doing?
I'm
going to bend your staff back.
Yeah, I pull back on my staff and let go. Let the bendiness of the sword attack, I guess. All right. What do I roll? Would that just be
just,
a normal?
It's a regular attack. No bonuses. It's not a spear attack, so you can't use your spear skill. It's
yeah,
just a general
strength, right?
dexterity attack.
Okay,
d10. Yeah, that would be dexterity.
7.
Okay. It jumps out of the way.
It's not on you.
Okay, you can take an action. You can each take an action to stand up, but it's on the attack. It's attacking VMAC now.
Oh!
All right, I'm gonna try and hit it.
Okay, VMAC, are you parrying, dodging?
Oh yeah. I guess I can't really parry.
Okay.
Yeah, you're.
Yeah, you're gonna have to dodge. Yeah.
Oh, 6.
Okay. You manage to step back as it moves its feet frantically and slips on the blood of the one that Chair squished. And then it stops to give itself traction again before it falls over and just looks at you like, oh, shit.
Like, why did this fight turn, like, epic to slapstick comedy? Like,
I'm gonna hit him.
The minute you threw Chair.
Yeah. So what's up, man?
Cooling, man.
Chilling? Yo, you know I had to call. You know why, right?
Why?
Cause. Yo, I never, ever call and ask you to play something, right?
Yeah.
You know what I want to hear.
What you want to hear?
I want to hear that Warrock joint.
Adam Warrock again?
Oh yeah, again and again.
Mad after the fact, just a man who wants his fucking life back. Addicted to the Prozac, haters on the Bozak. West Coast rap, so you better know that, yo. Kojak couldn't catch the flow. A Kojak with the cold rap attack and a hoe, you know. Sickity sick on the miggity-miggity microphone. Didn't you get all of the shit you needed to type a poem? Cause every day my brain is getting much bigger, while my bank account is shrinking as I spend it much quicker. And you know the shit slicker, that I spit it much sicker. And I'm drinking Alizé as I'm killing off my liver. I'm up and down like the rodeo show, and I've been working in the studio, trying not to grow. Much bigger than my britches, hitting switches, cause it's Mrs. Hank Pym who be getting in my business.
I'm a happy big mouth! You're a happy big mouth!
One of these days, Alice, one of these days! Alright, that's it!
So come on and jiggity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Jiggity check yourself before you wreck yourself. Yeah, come on. I'm skipping through the market for them Pym articles. Dressed in all yellow like a fly fellow. Watch as I attack and hate it's best to wear their jacket. Because it's cold, come on me, cause I'm so evil with the flow like I just created Ultron. Calling me Goliath and you got the slingshot. Watch me rewrite the good book, you better think not. Scientist dude's got a crazy game while going to the best team just like LeBron James. West Coast Avengers do our thing while we messing with the Wasps just to get the bee sting.
Okay, yeah, you hit it. Yeah, you hit it.
A 9 total.
Okay, that finishes it off. So he side swings and almost like a baseball bat. And...
He's out of there, folks!
Another squish.
I guess I pull out my spear.
I need heal.
Heal others!
All right.
8.
Okay, go ahead and roll another natural healing. Back in the basement.
Well, old man, do you know anything that can set this right?
I don't know what's going on anymore.
Jennifer, is there nothing in that book that says how to undo all this? I mean, you can siphon all the energy you want. I don't care.
Going to.
You siphon anything more than you've already gotten from me, and I'll... But that's another story. What you got? Has he found anything in the book?
Mostly just the magic and the news that, you know, the magic was being used to bind something that was more terrible than sucking the life force of villagers.
How do we bind it? How do we keep binding? I don't, like, read magic. I can do magic. It's something I was taught to do. I can't, like, there's all this arcane alchemy weirdness. I don't know anything about that.
You know what? Make an intelligence test for holy magic.
Okay.
What a coincidence, the spell that stops everything turns me into a god. Wow, who knew?
6 total.
Settle-a-bim.
Okay. Well, concerning the chain of events, you guys showed up in town and started distracting and getting in the way of what was going on with the butler, and suddenly these lizard things just started to show up, and they're getting worse. Could mean that maybe the source of the binding is being set free and terrorizing everything right now.
Well, then we have to make him young again.
No. We have to kill him, and then problem solved forever.
In other words, it crossed my mind to kill him. I am sick of looking at him. He's disgusting now. I don't want to sleep with that. But, if we kill him, then maybe then the god just comes. It's like, no more waiting, poof, god.
In which case, who is that god really going to think is cool?
You got a point.
This is win-win. Murder him, get god powers.
I'm totally going to regret this.
I'm going to avenging light this guy.
Oh, but he's so... No, he's so old and stupid, unless he's still playing dumb.
But look, he's already been fatally shot in the face with Eldritch Blast.
Yes.
Meanwhile, you guys are...
Okay,
outside of a cave.
I rolled my toughness, and I got a 7 total.
Okay.
So I heal for how much?
9 points.
9 points. I am at 16.
Okay.
So...
These guys were harder.
Yeah. He's only going to get harder the deeper we go. I don't think we should do this alone.
I think we should go, but I think you should send Wolfbear to go get our friends.
The last time I caught sent Wolfbear could not talk. Wolfbear can't go that much far from me. If I'm sending Wolfbear, I have to go. If lizards are coming, we'll see them. We'll be in town.
I think we need to go in there and kill whatever is big down there.
I know how we do this. There's only one way to do this. I pull out a coin. Heads, we go in.
Okay.
Odd.
Right.
Tails, we go back. Okay. Even.
Evens.
All right.
We run back to town. Thank you.
What if we put the old man in a bag and then fed the bag to the god when the god comes out? Does that make sense? No, the god, goddammit.
We put him in the bag, and we tie it up, and we tie a giant rock to it, and we throw him into the river, and then we laugh.
That's too much effort. I might as well just sunstrike him in the face.
And then I turn and I look at him.
Do it. Fucking.
You hear this scream coming from the basement as you get to the door.
We need to go! Jamal in trouble! You run downstairs!
All my rolls are so bad! I rolled 7.
Okay. The Lord sees you coming and summoning that energy, and he starts scrambling back, and you miss again. You're missing more because you're just kind of like almost throwing
flustered.
You're basically throwing a fit.
Okay, well, if I miss with one hand, but I swing with the mace with the other hand.
Okay.
You're so kind of regret this. 11.
Okay, let's see how well he can dodge on a d4. Yeah, you hit him.
Oh, God!
This is not going to end well.
We'll be fine.
I get to roll again. Why? Why is it now? Alright, so that was 10 plus 2, 12 plus 4, 16.
Oh my god.
Wow.
So we run downstairs.
And you see Jamala, with her mace, just smash this guy's face in.
No, wait, it's cool. He was a demon.
What?
Really?
You're a demon.
But you're a demon.
A different kind.
The ground begins to shake.
I don't think that was a good idea. Heal other!
His face is gone. I don't know what's real anymore.
The ground violently shakes. Things start falling off of the walls and the bookshelves. One of the bookshelves crashes completely to the ground.
Let's run back upstairs!
I suggest you pick me up and we go.
I turn to leave, I grab him by his horn and start dragging him.
I run upstairs as fast as I can and out of this place.
I'm following.
Okay. Outside, everything is just shaking and trembling, and then it stops. Everything stops, gets quiet for a moment, and then you hear a ground-shaking pound.
We did a good thing.
Boom. Boom. In the distance, what you can see of the hills starts to grow. And get
Look
closer.
At that. It's picturesque.
What did you make me do?
Guys, what's going on? What did you guys do? Why did you kill that man?
I don't know.
No, just explain.
I don't even know.
Get a fear
a really bad day.
Quiet, Jamala. Shut up. Jennifer, why did you kill the old man?
I killed him. It was me. I killed him.
I am innocent. I did nothing crazy.
What's happening?
He manipulated me.
Come on, Jennifer. Jennifer, what does book say about what is happening?
It says lots of cool things about how I should cast certain spells at certain times and become very powerful.
Oh, God, this is why I didn't want you to have book. Give me book! I snatch book and I try to read it.
Ah!
It looks funny.
You're a shaman, though.
There's no pictures. It's just words and letters you don't seem to understand.
Okay,
I grab the book from his hand and I start pulling the pages out violently.
Sheriff!
This is all shit! Everything is shit!
Knock your back or unconscious!
I take a swing at Jamal's head to try and, with the purpose of knocking her unconscious.
Okay.
Kill my friend.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead and roll it.
Is that like a targeted attack?
Right? Yeah.
Okay.
So ends the Avengers.
All it took was me showing up.
7 total.
7? Yeah, you hit her. Unless she's going to try and dodge it.
You have a club, right?
Yeah.
I like to try to grab it with my teeth. Because I'm pretty sure I can do that.
I'm trying to knock you unconscious, so I'm swinging hard enough to put you to sleep. Might knock out your teeth. But go ahead, do your thing. You have gone crazy.
What a roll for that.
Gosh.
Reaction.
Yeah.
Cats and dogs living together. That's hysteria.
It's a 4.
It's a 4? Yeah, yeah. You get clunked in there. Roll strength. And then roll toughness, please, Jamal.
7.
5.
5? Ow, that hurt. You see stars, but you're not causing.
Snatch the book! Not far out!
Hear a thunderous roar coming from the direction of the cave.
Guys. Is this how you want the Elder Gods to see us? We have to make a good first impression if we're going to be their loyal servants for all eternity.
Wait, evil gods? Wait, what's happening?
Oh, well, they won't be evil once they take over your mind. Then you'll think they're pretty cool.
Okay, Jennifer, do me a favor and I won't kill you. Read this book. Tell me how we stop this from happening.
Okay.
Some of the pages are missing.
I'm gonna wing it. I don't need all the pages.
Basically, the creature was bound by the Lord that was once a student of magic, and he bound it within this runic circle. He created a tear in reality, basically shoved this thing in there, and put a rune barrier around it that was being supported by the life force and energy of the family, which now their bloodline has ended rather abruptly in the basement.
You manipulated me!
Reason being is that
I got you for this.
The creature couldn't be killed.
Wait, really? This is an unkillable thing?
Oh, no!
Wait, I can't kill this thing coming? This is a god.
I have an idea.
This is like those things we met in the maze.
I have a crazy idea. Yes. Like in the cabin.
Yeah.
Wait. He can fuck it into submission.
I was actually going to think we could ask a favor.
Yeah, I have a bird on me now. Bird tattoo.
Okay, here's the plan. You try to summon Bird Lady. Bird Lady, not Bird Man. I have idea. Actually, I want to do an intelligence check to see if I actually come up with this. If B-Man comes up with this idea, because I'm actually kind of proud of it.
I'm collecting all the torn out pieces of paper. And storing the book for safekeeping, because we're all distracted and not thinking about the book, and it's a very important book.
Okay. Intelligence roll, I rolled a 9.
Okay.
So here's his idea. It takes a bloodline, a family, to lock in this demon, yes? Mm-hmm. Jennifer?
Yeah, why not?
Okay. Is a community, not a family. A metaphorical family.
I'm not joining this family.
Not us. Not us. Shut up!
We're a family.
Can we not bind this community in the same way?
If this is going to curse the whole community, I'm totally down.
Technically, it is.
Could we do it even one better and, like, somehow bind it to the entire nation so that we curse the entire nation of these.
I think we would have to gather everyone in that case, and that is not possible. However, all these people are in the storehouse.
So much for the party's passion of morality.
If it's have world distorted by evil demon or have a community curse, mm-hmm. which it was already.
Lord. This did not go in any direction I anticipated. Okay, so
That's what D-Max sees. It's the greater good of cursing this whole community.
Greater good, greater evil, practically the same.
Tomato, tomato.
Unless we can get your god to defeat this elder god.
My god was pretty, though.
Speaking of which, as you guys are having this conversation, you realize that it has gotten suddenly darker.
Oh, if you hadn't killed him, I would have. It felt good, didn't it?
I don't know. I don't know if it feels good anymore. What'd you do with that Total? Stone of infinite okay, riches? Lord. What'd you do with it?
I rolled a 24. I rolled a 24 on prayer.
You're so pure-hearted.
I rolled a 24 on prayer.
The tattoo on chair begins to pulse with a strange, eerie light.
And this was what, Galadriel, the goddess?
Galadriel, the goddess of trickery.
Yeah.
Well, she'll be into this.
I see her going, no, or... I like that whole curse the community thing. That sounds devilishly ironic. You're using their love of being a community and a family against them.
V-Mac looks up and sees this. It's just like those lizard things. Except it's about 3 stories tall.
Oh, hi.
And it's looking down at you guys.
Bitch. You want a milk bone?
It's got a look on its face as though you were like a mouse. It was the cat. And it looks like it's about to either swat you or just snatch you up and eat you.
I point at like the others.
And I hope my girlfriend, the goddess of trickery, who likes me very much.
Apparently.
Meanwhile, yeah. I'm looking at it and pushing Genevieve towards the place. I cursed them already! Cursed them!
Oh, I'll gladly do that. I'll do that 2-3 times.
Take my hand,
praying for everything to be nice and happy and this scary monster to go away and all the townspeople to be okay, and that me and my friends here can just happily go our way and just be happy and maybe find ale and I can maybe bed some pretty girls and boys and animals.
And himself.
Yeah, and myself. And maybe a nice dining set of chairs and tables.
The ottoman is back in one piece.
Yeah, these are the thoughts running through my head. Just okay. Positive, good feelings towards everything.
Okay.
It's that little dog ottoman from Beauty and the Beast.
All right, okay, so Jennifer is pointing at everybody else, saying, eat them first, basically.
Yep.
VMAC is trying to push Jennifer towards the bar.
Curse them
curse
already!
Them, curse them.
I'm unnerved by everything that's happening.
You're
right. My head's ringing.
Flames!
And I'm kind of bruising. There's this big creature that's, I should be afraid, but instead, I'm just so awash with how shitty my day's been. And I'm just kind of stumbling around, looking at everybody, looking up at the monster, looking at everybody.
Oh. That's the second biggest Elder God I've ever seen.
What's the first biggest?
Daddy.
Fuck it.
What are you going to do?
I'm gonna walk back to town. He's gonna walk away.
Dragging your mace.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure there's some ale back at the Spicy Buffalo Tavern. And I'm pretty sure right about now the only thing I like to be doing is getting very drunk.
I'm gonna curse the whole town.
Okay, you go back to the barn.
And anyone who's in the town, I'm not even gonna discriminate.
That would include you three.
I'm gonna go out of my way to not discriminate.
Alright, so he's heading back, and this creature is going to attack BMAC.
Oh, what?
You're the biggest one.
Oh. Wait, no, what?
It's a crazy guy.
That's like saying I'm the biggest fly. Very fly.
It's
like a three
stories. You can still see. It's about the size of a very big, nasty elder god.
What do I do? I don't even... I parry.
Please tell me.
Try to dodge out of the way?
Yeah. Yes.
Please tell me the bar is still intact.
Would you roll?
No way.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to see VMAC get re-rolled. VMAC rolled a critical failure on getting attacked by Godzilla.
Oh my god.
Wow, that's tragic.
Oh no.
All it means is that we'll have to go to hell and drag your soul out.
All right.
They say he's got
It'll
to
be
go.
Just like
go,
Bill
go,
and Ted.
I'm praying really hard.
Basically, it swats you with its hand and smacks you out of the way. It knocks you back about 8 feet.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Only 8 feet?
Yeah.
Not farther?
No, not further. Sadly, it was a glancing blow. It takes 12 points of damage.
I didn't walk into it more? 12 points of damage?
Yes.
How much can I take? Oh, snap.
Yeah. His toughness is
I think I was kind of still injured from last game, and I didn't realize that.
He has 3 life left.
You're broken and shattered and laying on the ground.
Medic!
You were walking back
I'm
towards the village.
I'm trying to concentrate, please.
You were walking back towards the village in a huff, Jamala, when VMAC came flying past you.
And let me tell you, VMAC, you are scoring no extra points. You're not carrying me, you're whining.
And I see this, and I take responsibility, and I scamper over there. And even though I'm injured, I still look very good. And I have an ability called Bless Scroop.
Okay.
Another rarity that I don't really get to use much.
You're trying everything. Maybe something will stick.
This spell grants a positive boost to the spiritual energy of anyone within the area of effect. I don't think it's actually healing.
It'll make him feel nice, though.
And its area of effect is, like, 1.5 feet.
No. It's level 1. It fades at 1 for every 5 feet.
Okay.
So if you roll a 10, then at 5 feet, it's going to be 9.
So this isn't going to heal him at all, though, is it?
It's just it's not. But it will at least.
It might help someone who's praying.
It'll help somebody who's praying. Somebody who's casting a spell to say curse a village.
Someone's going to heal himself later.
Somebody that's going to heal himself. Maybe someone a wolf bear.
Yeah. Wolf bear, do something, rar rar.
So, Emax lying on the
attend
ground.
At my funeral.
All broken and everything.
I take
off my outer robe.
Oh God!
And I sit down on the ground.
Distracted.
And I make a little, and I make a little circle. And I'm doing this very quickly because I'm not a putz. Then I do this thing, and I try to clear my thoughts, clear, see a field, and the field is me. And I'm looking pretty good. And it's sunny, and my scales are warm.
It's not too sunny. It's kind of dark.
In my mind's eye, I'm concentrating.
Okay.
And I hear a river, and then floating down the river are some otters, and they wave to me. and then I'm able to cast the spell. A wave of clarity washes over me. It's not roll good. It's not good. I rolled a 4. plus 1 is a 5. All things considered, I'd say that could be a lot worse. Wait. That was the effect. Oh, I didn't do the casting test. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
You did it in the wrong order. You have to re-roll your effect.
Yeah. It's all good. Re-roll. I got a second chance. Okay, I got a 6 and 4. 10. Plus 5. 15.
Okay. Can you roll the effect, please?
5.
Okay, who's got wisdom higher than 10?
I have wisdom higher than 10.
I have wisdom higher than 10.
Yeah, the value.
14.
Jesus. Damn!
How'd that happen?
That's the same as my wisdom.
Mine's 15.
Mine's 16.
How do you have a 13 intelligence?
And you rolled a 10 for the spellcasting test?
Yeah.
That was a d10, d4 plus 5?
No, it
was
a 13 intelligence.
Yeah, I rolled d10 plus 4 plus 5. That was 15.
So whoever's got a 16 or higher is not affected by this spell. So that would mean that Jennifer is not affected by this. Chip is.
I am.
VMAC is.
I am. Unless I don't count.
No, yeah, you do count. It's an area effect. And it probably wouldn't have worked for Jennifer anyways because of...
It's blessed and evil.
Yeah. So you all get plus 5 to your rolls now.
Oh, nice.
I would like Chair to roll another wisdom test with a plus 5.
Is that going to include natural magic?
Yes.
Okay. 8 plus 5 plus 8, so 6.
Jesus Christ!
15 plus 5.
Dire loaded, man.
6, 26. I'm praying good.
You are praying good.
Galadriel, I demand an audience.
A circle of runes starts to form around Cher and the beast, because Cher is still by the beast itself. Which worked out, because Jennifer needed a circle of runes in order to bind the energy to trap the entities within the circle of runes.
Uh-oh. I see what's happening. Oh, no.
This first roll is just basically to find the magic that he needs to cast the spell. And, no.
Ooh,
that was pretty good. Okay, so he finally gets the spell amidst the destruction of the otters. And Jamala's blessing. No. There we go. Okay. He begins to cast the spell on the barn, which is just kind of strange that the barn begins to glow. The runes also begin to glow. VMAC's still laying on the ground. And Jamala is looking at... What are you watching? What are you doing? What are you about to do?
I'm eating Doritos.
Okay.
popcorn.
Who's going to get squished next?
I'm just feeling genuinely defeated.
Mission accomplished.
I'm looking at VMAC and stroking his stupid hair because I think we're going to die.
I'm doing my best.
I don't even look up. The moment I'm on the ground, I'm like, and I'm conscious of my heel self.
Okay, Chair. You realize that something has just happened that was good.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So now you're standing in a circle of runes staring up at this giant lizard thing.
And I point at it and I go, you're a jerk! I'm pointing at you, you jerk! And I'm going to call my friend this pretty goddess who is kind of mean, but she's going to be mean to you.
It looks down at you.
I'm praying real hard. I'm thinking real hard. Trying to summon...
Dodge or get smacked?
Fucking dodge. Oh, shit! Dexterity?
Yes.
5?
Oh, you got smacked. And zing! Take 7 points of damage, and you fall just outside of the circle of runes. And then the circle of runes shifts so that chair is still within the center of the circle.
Uh-oh. I'm liking it. I cast faster.
This isn't working. The barn doesn't have any life energy, so you might actually have to go inside and start touching people. You have to come into contact, actual physical contact with their energy.
I have to run in there and touch them and cast this stupid spell.
Yes.
I can't just look at them and do it.
No, you have to have physical contact with them to at least get a connection to cast the
okay,
spell.
Okay. My big plan is to run over there and just burst through a door and tackle the nearest child.
Should be the little girl in the grass, I'm just saying.
Heal self!
Okay.
Yeah, do that.
Go ahead and heal self.
I rolled a 3 plus 3. That's 6.
Plus 5 is 11. You get a bonus to your actual natural healing test.
Which is toughness?
Yes.
Ooh, critical.
Total of 17.
Okay, and then add 2, and that would be 19. Do-do-do-do! So you are suddenly feeling quite powerful.
Jumped on my feet!
Slightly okay. Wounded.
Jennifer runs specifically by VMAC on the off chance that if a swipe is incoming, it will be hit by him instead.
Okay.
And I'm going to start screaming to my god, Galadriel. Galadriel, you are god, and we've got god problems, and you like me enough to favor me, to put this bird mark on me, even though I don't like birds. I'm still cool with that. You had pretty raven hair, and I liked you, and you had VMAC, and you were going to make him a statue, make him a god in your garden.
Wait, what?
And I said no, because VMAC is my friend, but if you want a god for your garden, I've got a god right here, and he's ugly, and you should take him away and put him in your garden as a statue forever to leave us alone, and you were very pretty, and when we betted, it was very nice, and I hope you think fondly on that and remember me and come here and help us with this situation. And I'm praying really hard and thinking really hard about how pretty you are, and I wish you would come back to me and help me.
And I wish you would stop. You never call.
I don't know how to call. Is this calling?
Yes.
Okay.
And you have not once thought about me since that time. And
I argue that I am not very smart.
The creature growls. She looks up.
Shut up. We're talking.
I haven't thought of much of anything ever, but I'm learning, and I'm learning right now. I'll think of you more, and I will think of you often, and I'll pray to you, and we can bed.
That's not gonna happen.
Okay, if you don't want it, that's fine. But
I never said that. Just saying, you're gonna have to earn it this time.
Okay, I can take you to some very pretty rivers if you would like. I just kind of need your help with this one thing, and then I'll be a better worshiper.
I'm not going to solve this problem for you. You guys did it to yourself.
I don't think... Well, it's really those other... The people with the magic did it most stuff.
don't look at me. And it was the crazy lady who did it all.
And I mean, they're my friends, and they are responsible for their actions, but I don't want them hurt. But you liked VMAC enough to want to turn him into God, and you liked me enough to, you know, bed me once at least, you know.
Can you give us a permanent solution for that thing?
Alright, I'll help you guys a little bit. If I can make him smaller, would that be okay?
Or is he killable?
Banishable. Tell you what, he's just a dog. Really, when it comes down to it, he's not even sentient. He's just a beast. He got out of his cage, came here, caused some problems. Some upstart mage decided to lock him in that rune tear, and you guys let him out. So...
Am I gonna get to curse anybody here?
No, hold off on cursing.
I'm gonna go join Jamala and get a drink.
I'm sitting here. I'm looking at the goddess, and I don't care the way she looks at me, which is contemptuous. And I'm looking right back at you. What?
Yes, please, make smaller. I have plan.
Okay.
The creature shrinks down to about a story and a half, so about half its size.
Whatever, that's still big enough to hit.
So we're on the same page. We beat the shit out of it.
I was gonna do that, that's what I was doing.
Wait, banishable?
I have an idea for what? That. But first, kill.
Wait, but first, thank you, goddess.
Thank you, Galadriel!
Yeah, you better call.
I will pray as soon as we deal with this problem, and we can do something nice whatever you want.
I still got it!
She disappears.
Okay.
You guys are standing in front of
her. Am I going to get carried, or what's happening?
The creature suddenly looks at you guys like your lunch again.
I put Jennifer on my shoulders.
All right, now let's go curse him.
I'm wanting to do Avenging Light, and
I sitting on my shoulders.
Okay. My casting test yielded a 10, so I'm going to reroll.
Okay.
And I got a 1.
Still.
It's okay, 11.
So.
Plus you got the 5, so
okay.
What's the total?
So 11 plus 3 is 14 plus 5, 19. That's the casting test, and the effect is 3 plus 1 plus 5, 9. Avenging Light.
Okay. Which one is that? Just,
that's the short, quick.
Yeah, that was the blast that's, of energy. Yeah. Okay, so as...
damage is spiritual, by the way.
Nice. When Galadriel leaves, and basically the creature realizes that it's no longer being ordered about by a greater entity than it is, it rears itself back up menacingly, growls at you guys, and that's when Jamala casts her spell, blasting it with energy.
I'm so fucking pissed.
It takes the hit squarely around the neck and shoulder area, and it actually steps back from that, looks, and just roars in her direction. Anybody else making an action right now?
I'm charging at it to hit it in
and
the
I roar
fucking
back.
Face.
Okay.
I'm running back. Thunderstrike now.
Okay. But you got Jennifer on your shoulder, so you're going to be restricted somewhat.
I'm hanging on tight. In fact, we're going to do like a Chrono Trigger style dual tech here. I'm going to charge up your whatever it is you're hitting with the Eldritch Blast, and then you smack it.
However, for this, we're going to need Chair and Jamala to be chanting Blaster Master.
Okay. So, you guys chant, and you guys roll.
Okay. And I'm still trying to hit this thing in the face.
Yeah.
Fuck it up. Blaster.
Holy
monkey.
Blaster. 12, and a 5, and a 3. So, total of 20.
Cool run, cool ranch.
I guess that's before the Jennifer.
No, it's simultaneous. So, he has an 11 plus what you rolled
20.
For an effect. So, that was a total of 31?
32.
32. Nice.
I rolled this.
Okay, re-roll that.
That's 16 plus 6.
22.
Okay.
And then damage. 4.
So, as it's roaring at Jamala, you both combine that magical blast straight down its throat. Its mouth snaps shut, its head rears back, and it shakes its head violently as it stumbles and starts to shake. It falls onto its side for a bit before it pushes itself back up.
Just in time for...
Chair to come screaming and hollering, Blaster Master, as he smashes his club down onto its face and gets a bit of a thung thing going, and the club glances off its scales.
Aw.
Aw. Jamala?
Yeah, let's do this. I'm gonna dig my clawed feet into the dirt. And I put both hands out. Spread wide, and I'm snarling. And I'm gonna use Sunstrike, and I'm gonna gather all my energy, and my scales are absorbing all the warmth it can from the darkened sky. And I'm gonna roll. Here we go. Yay. Oh, damn it.
Cheers, dice.
I know. I rolled a 2 and a 1.
Oh, good lord.
Yeah. Okay, 2 and 1, plus 5, 13.
Okay, you hit it.
Okay, effect test, yay! Oh, good. Oh, look at that. I got 10.
Reroll it.
Yeah! 6, 16, plus 3, 19, plus 5 is 24.
Okay. A shimmering blast of light comes down in a fine, almost needle-like point. And everybody watching this kind of thinks, aw, that's not that good. And then little shafts of light start to spring out from the different holes in this creature, from its eyes and its nostrils and where you imagine ears to be, before it starts piercing out of the sides of its belly and its back and behind its legs and the backside underneath its tail. and then it popped.
Is there blood?
Oh, yeah. The whole place, everybody's covered in
it. I'm dancing in it. And I'm smearing it on my breastless chest. Fuck you! Fuck you! This whole fucking day!
How Jamala got her groove back.
Your tattoo's gone.
I pray to the goddess for thanks. Immediately. And then I kind of talk about my day, and ask her how her day was.
Okay, and V-Mac?
I'm putting Jennifer off of me.
All right.
Because I'm not appreciating the blood that is already on me and dripping off of him onto me as well.
Is everyone still in the barn?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to run over to the barn screaming, oh God, oh, it's out here, oh, it's going to kill us all, oh, if only we were safe in a barn somewhere. And then I'm going to make sure that the barn's locked from the outside, and I'm going to set fire to it.
What are you doing?
Okay, you're running and screaming at the barn when the door cracks open and you see Sir Up look through it, and he yells, demon! Throws the door open and charges at you with his bloodied hatchet.
Ah! Jump in the way! No! He is friend!
That was the sound of his axe screeching to a halt.
This is the friend we were looking for.
Your friend's a demon.
Ish?
Barely.
Okay, so here's what happened. I recap.
What? He looks around stunned at the blood and gore. This is going to take forever to clean up.
In return, we will take this demon away from you.
Deal.
Okay, guys, let's go.
you notice that the villagers coming out seem a lot more awake and lively than when they went in.
They actually, can I give them a little curse on the way out?
No!
They start clapping as you guys are leaving.
Yay!
They're asking to be cursed. A minor curse, like their shoes will come untied.
No!
Hi, honey. I'm just calling to see how you are.
It's been a terrible day. I'm exhausted. And you want to just hit the road? I mean, come on. For example, and I'm taking you aside and whispering in your ear, for example, there's a big abandoned manor full of nice things.
We need to stay here and make sure they're safe.
Sarah, we're staying in the manor for the night. We won't come into town.
For one night.
What night?
Thank you, Syrup. I'm quite exhausted. It was I that dealt the killing blow. I got my groove back, you see. He died.
He died, interestingly enough.
He turned him... he turned... It was magical circumstances. The butler did it, you see, and I know that's far-fetched and everything, but he turned into an old man and died a very peaceful death.
That's not how I remember it.
The master being alive kept the giant lizard demon locked away somewhere. When we killed the butler who was stealing all your energy, it made the master turn old, and then he died of old. And then... And then giant lizard come and attack. We killed the lizard. Now you people will no longer be turned to not being happy.
And there's some cave outside the town that's filled with some kind of awful in it. We didn't go in there.
The curse of you guys not being able to leave happy is lifted. We lifted your curse.
That explains.
For now, I may curse you. Let's
I pull D-Mac's little cloth, his pant cloth, and whisper in his ear and say, "Hey, you think there's like treasures in that cave for ale buying purposes?"
I think there's ale in the manor for you. You have earned lots of ale.
All right, I gotta continue calling my other wife. So anyway, honey. It all started.
Okay, so, and our heroes head towards the manor.
We go and we wash off.
You bathe in ale and wine.
I drink all the wine.
I wash myself. I wash chair. Because he won't do it.
I don't understand.
I store as much demon, evil, death god, dog blood as possible for future evil purposes.
I'm just helping to clean up. Okay, so you've got yourself a bucket of demon blood.
God.
I cleaned off, and I'm still pretty messed up in the face. Thanks, buddy.
You you gone crazy?
Wandering around in the mansion, and I find this room that looks like it used to be a lady's room for a lady of fine things who must have died at some point, I don't know. And there's a pretty dress in there, and I put on the pretty dress, and there's...
It's all loose on top.
Things happen, I'll take it up in the back.
VMAX is going to bed.
Chair is also going to VMAX bed.
VMAX door is locked!
Chair sleeps in front of it.
Well... They can't do anything right, can they? Now, sir, there will come a time where all their foul deeds at Cool Ranch may yet bite them in the tuchus. But we'll cross that bridge when we find it. Until next time, I am Gelda. Mr. Time Far, I'm afraid of that.
Baby, Nerdist Show is brought to you by support from A Comic Shop, Nerdapalooza, and the Oviedo branch of Play and Trade, and listeners like you, baby. If you have any suggestions, questions, or comments, please whisper them into my ear up at nerdistshow.com and forward Nerdist Show, baby, 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 your mouth is like honey. It trips up my brain. Trust on my brain, girl. Anyway, you send your questions and comments to info@nerdyshow.com. Don't forget to check out more episodes at www.nerdyshow.com or at the iTunes store. You just search Nerdy Show. Yeah, I like it when you click my links, bitch. Oh, yeah. Peace.